Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back here. We continue at 9 o'clock hour. I want to thank Bob Brzezinski. It's so funny. I never thought of that. When Shula would wave to him, he'd wave him back. Like, there's no way I'm coming over there because you're not going to compliment me on what I'm doing. You're coming over to chew my ass.
Of course.
And so those guys just would wave back at him like, no. Like, I'm not coming off so you can yell at me and then coming back on the field. I'm just going to wait. So everybody had their own way of dealing with them.
That's funny.
And we used to actually talk about how to handle Coach Shula as far as, because you made a mistake, you're going to hear about it right away.
Sure.
You didn't have to wait till film study. The guy saw it, and if he thought he saw it, you're getting it. I mean, penalties to, you know, you got outside containment. He knew what was going on, and he wasn't calling plays there, you know, like didn't want to have time to see what was going on. He was watching the whole damn game. And so he tried to get you over there, and if he called you, he wasn't big on the compliments.
He wasn't going
to
tell you made a good play.
He was real big on the other stuff. Now, he'd clap his hands a little bit, you know, when you come off, but he wasn't running up and down to, like, you know, and high-five you and stuff. So those guys used to wave to him.
Wave him off?
He goes,
that's dangerous, right?
Brzezinski! Brzezinski! Wave back at him.
That's funny. That's Shula you're doing that to.
That's pretty funny, man.
How'd you get away with that?
Well, he's on the field, and he's like, no, I'm not coming over there during this timeout or between plays to hear you chew me out before I go back on the field. Man, that was a different time, boy, that's for sure. But he got everybody, like the veterans used to tell young guys when they came in, sooner or later, I'm just telling you, Coach Shula's going to get you. And when he gets you, you've never been talked to like that before in your life. Because we all used to say, no, man, my dad's tough. And my dad's a tough, not I love you guy.
Yeah.
Never heard my dad say, hey, kid, I love you. You know, he just didn't do that. I knew he was proud. And it's like, no, my dad's tough, man. No, my dad grew up without his dad. He's tough. My dad's Hiko. And then when you're with Shula on the sideline during the game.
Much worse.
Because you never got it during practice. I mean, you got it, but not like a game. And when he got you in the game, he could get you to tear up. And the guys, he'd chew you up on the thing. And then all the guys, as soon as you walked away to get back in the game, all the guys would come over and they check your eyes to see if he got you. They could tell by your eyes if he got you. And guys used to laugh and go, oh, what'd he say? He threatened to cut me.
In the middle of the game?
In the middle of the game. He goes, he threatened to cut me if that happens again. I've never had anybody talk to me like that. So is
you think ever like one day
it happened to everybody? Like,
no, of
Tim
course.
Foley got it at the end of his career. I heard him. Tim Foley helped him win Super Bowls, and he got it. Like nobody, everybody got it.
Do you think he'll ever admit one day if he did do it that he flooded the field?
Man, I got to tell you.
Do you ever think, because I know it's a kind of the rumor or whatever
all right,
it was.
So
but.
We know that the tarp, which was supposed to put on, wasn't put on.
Huh?
They had to know it was raining, right? They had to know it was raining all night.
I mean, he didn't take a hose out there, but he didn't put the they didn't maybe
well,
put the, right
the sprinklers
on
and all that stuff. You know, it's funny. Like I've had some pretty good talks with Coach through the years about, did you know we went out a lot and stuff? He goes, of course,
he
I
knew
was
everything.
A player.
Was
he knew everything. So I always, that's the only one I didn't ask him because it was kind of weird how wet that field was because it was a plow horse field. It turned Wesley Walker into a possession receiver. Nothing turned Wesley Walker into a possession receiver.
Good defense. Wet the field.
So, I don't think so, because Coach is always into doing things the right way and integrity. So I don't think he did. But we got to ask. I don't know if Tom Garfinkel or any of those guys have, hey, coach, you know, because he goes to a lot of stuff. He's in a great mood these days. And, like, coach, I got to ask you one question, man. I got to know. Did you flood the old Orange Bowl the night before the AFC Championship against the Jets? I got to know. Coach, I'll never ask you.
I don't know if he'll admit it.
I don't think he did.
Okay.
Because he's really into the rules and integrity.
He's on the competition
and,
rules committee, yeah. Right? Now.
And, you know, he's blasted through the years, Belichick, pretty good for stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Like, look, at both teams got to play in the mud.
Sure. But you're taking out their weapon.
Oh, and let me tell you, back, that guy was as good as deep
threat.
Taking
out their weapon.
Listen, Duke was great. Wesley Walker, most of his touchdowns were just running by dudes. Mm. So, and he had a thing of running by Gerald Small back
so
then.
You couldn't really cover.
Well, he had Gerald Small in college because it happened when he was at Cal and Gerald was at San Jose State. I saw it. Anyway.
Well, let me give you two basketball things I just got off Twitter real quick. Chris Mannix used to be a friend of the show all the time. Went on his show this morning and said he spoke to over a half dozen GMs around the NBA about the Kevin Durant situation, and you were right on the money. No team is going to worry about paying him for 1 year to sit on his butt.
Because I'll come back from Achilles.
Exactly. And you are one of the few I know that still get a Sports Illustrated. On the cover this week is a full story on Rich Paul. Yeah. And how Rich Paul will own the summer. One of the quotes that just got sent out was Rich Paul talking about Anthony Davis, the trade for him this summer, and the Celtics' involvement, considering the fact that the Knicks and Lakers, I guess, are the two front runners. This is the quote. The Celtics can trade for him, but it'll be for 1 year. In the event that he decides to walk away and you gave away assets, don't blame Rich Paul.
Ooh.
He's threatening the Celtics right there.
Well,
without threatening them. That you can make the trade, but it's going to be
so
for 1 year.
Basically, if he wants to get a lot, he's got to get what he can, which means to me he's got to go to the Lakers and get those young guys.
It's Lakers
Knicks
or Knicks.
Knicks got nothing.
No, I'm just saying, but those are the only two options.
Knicks got no zero.
The Knicks would
talent.
Have to trade this year's first and five other ones and whatever other young assets they have to have a chance at Anthony Davis. The Lakers, that package they had last year that they tried to throw out, and now they have the number 4 pick, that might be able to do it. Maybe. But it also depends on that new GM in New Orleans.
Nobody, I'll tell you what, Pelicans, obviously, and a lot of teams don't want to do business with the Lakers.
Yeah.
But if they offer you so much,
you can't worry
about LeBron and AD playing together, which, by the way, all of a sudden changes the ballgame a little bit, doesn't it? Anyway, hey, you want to hear this one? We got stats for everything in sports now, right? We got so many stats. They're hard to follow. Some of them are really good. I admit, some of them are really good. Cam Newton, somebody has kept track. Cam Newton's coming back from a shoulder surgery.
Sure, sure.
He's been hit in his career. They know how many hits he's taken. Somebody took time to see how many hits. Cam Newton's been a running quarterback a couple years ago when they were really good, went to
it
Super
led
Bowl.
The league in rushing that
the
team,
guy
yeah.
was. There were three running backs back there, and he was the third guy running over dudes. 1,304 hits he's taken in his career.
Wow.
Of course, his shoulder now is paying for it. So, can you imagine that? Somebody came up with 1,304 hits.
Wow.
There's a lot of guys been around a hell of a lot longer than Cam, although Cam takes a lot more hits than everybody else. We've seen the Cam Newton show up
a lot of
close a couple years ago up there when he was running.
Yeah.
Had some long runs against the Dolphins. Somebody got how the hell do you keep track of every hit?
I don't even know. That's a lot of hits. That's a lot of watching tape, man.
That's short yardage and goal line going for first downs.
Third and one
from
on the goal, he runs the ball or he does a little RPO and, you know, he runs the ball instead of handing the ball off.
How many
hits
Tannehill took? Whew, wow.
12 million.
Now, next thing are going to come out is hard hits and light hits.
Come on. Come on.
No, where you get body slammed.
Lights out and not lights up.
Yeah, you get the crap. Not, oh, that's a hard hit. Oh, that's a soft hit.
Let me tell you something. Someone's a huge loser if they got to go back and watch all those years of film and figure out a hard hit and a small and a low hit. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But that's a weird number, man. That's a lot of times you get hit as a quarterback. You don't want your quarterback getting hit a lot. That's a lot.
You know the greatest stat that I like that they came up with? I like targets. I like to know how many balls you've had thrown to.
Sure, sure.
Whether they're catchable or you drop them, they keep track of drops, but they always
have.
By the way, drops have been around forever.
Do you have that category when
you were? Let me tell you what Shula did.
Oh, no.
You didn't have to wait. They put a board up in the team meetings. It was the most embarrassing board. Like, it motivated you. Well, nobody wanted to catch a drop of ball on purpose. We had a board, like defensive players come in and, hey, nice game, man. Two drops up there. You're leading the team. right? I mean, it was embarrassing. There's so much ego, and you're like,
were you guys bullied?
So what we did was, because this drop board was up there, so, like, afterwards, I remember, like, having debate at the time. David Shula was a coach. I said, David, that ball wasn't catchable. Like, I got the crap knocked out of me. He goes, man, I used it. You're a pro receiver. It's one reason you're here. You got to catch that.
Wow.
I go, I was running down the middle, and I freaking got hit. I got to do you get anything like crap knocked out of you? Like, bang, bang. Can we come up with a new, like, because it's a drop.
A drop's a drop. A drop's
then,
a drop.
Then you leave salty because you realize, you know, all of a sudden you're not playing that much. You're up there one of the top drops on the team. List. Got more drops than anybody else. That was really.
Someone text in, and I'd like to know how many times Tom Brady's been hit in his career.
4.
and by two of those were penalties.
I'll tell you what, Tom Brady hadn't been hit 1,304 times.
No way.
Because Tom Brady ain't running, and when he does, he's sliding.
That's a funny text to come in after you said the Newton numbers. Because those Newton numbers are crazy.
1,304 hits.
That's a lot of hits.
He did some running for
a year. No. He's a running quarterback, so that's fine.
That just proves, too, is the most physical running back quarterback we've ever had that runs.
Yep.
He got hurt. Sooner or later, every dude that runs, and you're part of the offensive game plan to run, I'm not talking about a little read option.
No, this was a run game.
You go out and you slide once you get the first. Talking about getting out there and going after it, man.
Joe, you're paying $100 million plus for a quarterback. Do you want your quarterback to take 1,200 hits if you're going to give him $100 million? Even though he's that kind of a quarterback?
I think teams look at him. He was such a physical freak. I'm standing there with Marino, Tom Garfinkel, and myself on the sideline, and he's warming up. He jogs by us. And we all stopped.
Because of how big he was? He's a big dude.
That's a Hercules-looking dude, man.
He's 6'5", 260, 265?
And, you know, they wear that tight stuff, that tight-knit stuff. And you looked and you went, I don't. We all looked, the three guys. We looked at each other and went, damn, that guy. That guy's.
He's a big dude. He's a really big dude.
That's one of the great bodies in the history of this league for. Most quarterbacks aren't built like that dude.
No, come on.
And by the way, you know, I'm married and stuff.
Freak.
I'm just saying.
He's
not saying
freak.
I'm attracted to him. I'm just saying,
no,
damn.
He's a freak. Another text just came in. How many hits did Pat White take? I'll answer that one.
Oh, God.
That was it.
Pat White still wishing he got out of bounds on that one, huh? For sure.
Jeez.
Anyway, we got a lot more stuff that we'll get to here as we can continue on. We'll check in on the big, fat text machine, the Kendall Toyota. West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. Yeah, man. That drop board, I hated that friggin' thing, man. Because you know everybody busts everybody's chops.
Of course. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived. Once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfill to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQAM for your up-to-minute news and tips. Should a hurricane approach, hurricane coverage on WQAM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
All right, you can join us here in the 9 o'clock hour on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. We appreciate everybody that sends text messages with your thoughts, and we are trying. Well, I'm trying to do a better job of making sure we get them out. What do you got coming in?
All right, here we go. I think Cam made that number up himself to justify his play lately. Who in the hell is going to check him on that? Well, I don't think he came out with that number.
He didn't come out with that. Trust me.
He came out in a press conference.
He's trying to get his shoulder healthy. But, yeah, listen, that guy's done a ton of running. The great year they had when they were in the Super Bowl, It was a lot of that was about, especially down inside the five.
Him, Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams, the three-headed monster.
They were running, man. He ran a ton.
How many hits did Marino take under the rules back then?
I don't know. I didn't keep track of. There was not a whole lot of stats back then. There were very basic stats compared to today. There was no yak. There was no target. You know, like all this stuff's become big stats now.
Let's see. Jill, if it worked with Shula, next time your wife starts screaming at you, just try waving her off. Good luck. I don't think that's going to work.
No, you know what you do. You kind of look at her while she's going crazy. You know you got to take it, but you might be looking through her at the TV to see if what happened on that next play.
All this talk about the Lakers' assets for Anthony Davis, but what do they really have? Lonzo is a bust. Ingram has a blood clot issue. They have the fourth pick, which is in this draft, but it's much less valuable than the third pick. Knicks have more assets. Interesting.
Everybody was talking about that last night. All the NBA insiders felt it's not even close. Like the Knicks have nothing. I know they got a little higher pick, but.
Well, it's a difference between getting like an RJ Barrett and maybe the next best guy, but. You'd have to give up. If you're the Knicks, you got to give up any young guy you have on that team, they're going to want. Dennis Smith Jr., any of those guys who just got in that trade for Porzingis, they're going to want that. They're going to want more picks.
Well, they put a little bit of a gun to the head of New Orleans, though, making it real clear here as they're getting ready to make a deal. They're expected to trade him before the draft.
Yeah, how about that?
this could be tough.
Get it ready. And plus, even David Griffin from New Orleans said it might take more than one team in this trade. To get exactly what I want for Anthony Davis. So start lining him up. Mm. I can't even imagine what all those trade scenarios are going to be for him.
He's a horse. He hasn't played forever, it seems like. I feel like he missed like a damn year as much as he's played since the second half of the season when he told him he didn't want to play anymore for him.
Love the interview with Brew, and I think on a weekly basis you should highlight a former Dolphin, interview them on the show to see what they're up to and tell old stories like Brew did. Those stories about Shula are the best. We're working on stuff.
It is because Shoe's got everybody. There's 45 guys. He got everybody sooner or later. Got a lot of guys on game day. And by the way, what I didn't realize at the time, because you take stuff to heart, like all the way home with you, where the wife goes, what's wrong? Mm. What's wrong? I got my ass chewed. Did you get chewed at your job? And so, but he let it go. He moved on. He didn't even remember.
That's not easy. That's not easy.
Can't be sensitive in the
NFL. Right. That's right. And someone said also, because we're talking about sports bars and restaurants with those killer bees, someone said, what about Mike Kozlowski? Sports bar Kozes. Right?
That thing.
It was right on
there. I think that just about closed the deal on the marriage right there. I think Kozes, I think Kozes just about ended it right there.
That's it.
I think that, by the way, that was the first one. I mean, there was a lot of stuff, obvious, that went.
No, but I remember where Kozes was.
A lot of
people,
but I got to tell you, that thing was cashing money. That was that thing was a money machine.
Talent.
Ladies were coming from everywhere.
A lot of those guys try to put up stuff in the past. Not all of them worked out, but a lot of those killer bees, they worked out. Kind of hard for Bobby Monica to keep the Dolphins equipment room in order when he's busy making appearances as a bartender on Miami Vice. That was your equipment guy back in the day?
Love Bobby Monica. Bobby Monica was, I mean, if you were to do Hard Knocks, he'd have to, if you had Hard Knocks back then, Bobby Monica would have to be a big part of the show. Mm. By the way, he got his ass chewed.
Yeah?
He was still a good friend and just one of the most entertaining human beings I've ever been around in my life.
Mm-hmm. More texts about
love. He's working at the XFL.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's like senior equipment manager for the league. They get set.
Interesting.
I believe.
More cash out of that. Someone said, love when you bring the old guys back on to tell the stories. Yeah, those teams you're on, there's a lot of storytellers.
Isn't it funny? Like, so we're going back to the 80s on some of these stories with the killer bees, and they still remember the same pranks I remember that were so funny.
I like it.
Like
when
Robert Solwell passed away, so, you know.
Someone texted, two more texts about that also.
Robert Solwell was the last guy in, and Lyle used to, like, he could prey on guys who were like last guy in, because you had to be in shorts ready to go on the field, so you had to have dressed in your uniform before you sat in meetings. So he saw, like, Robert Sowell was grabbing a sandwich and then coming in right at the last second, putting his stuff on, and was like, 1 minute every day. 1 minute. 1 minute till we had that team meeting. You had to be ahead of Shula coming through that door. And he did. He barely beat him every day. And, he, you know, I could see Shula get a little frustrated. Like, you know, he's a special teams player. He used to run,
yeah, that's scary,
run through wedges for a living. You talk about a short-lived career. And that guy, they got him, and he loaded up his jock. And they had that clear white Bengay stuff, so it just fit right in into the jock. And we were watching. Everybody knew it was coming. Everybody in the room was in on it. And
you just saw him start itching and then
No. And it was like, oh. First you start hearing something. It was real quiet. All you hear is Shoes talking. Hey, today we're going to have third down. We're going to work. I'm backed up. I want to get this in. Hey, fellas, we got to work. And these are some, you know, Shoes had the whole rundown, so you knew what was going on. Oh. Oh, God. My D. And he took off running. In the middle. And so Shoes had to stop the meeting. Everybody's laughing.
So everyone knew about
and
it.
Shoes, you know, he takes his glass off. What the? And then trainer came in and said, we got to take him to the hospital.
Oh, God.
He said, take him to the hospital for what? He goes, his package is on fire. There's nothing we could do. Like, the trainer didn't even know how to treat it. Well, he's like, do. Did you ice it? He goes, coach.
You can't do that.
It is.
C-10. You can't even put water C-10. Or anything on
and,
there.
And
yeah.
So they literally took him down to Mercy Hospital.
Oh, my God.
And then now Shoes mad.
Of course.
And he knew the guys to go to in on the prank right away. Those guys got fined, got called in. I'd rather pay the fine than go into Shula's office. And the fines were only a few $100 back then. But I'd rather just know that I was paying the money and have to go in and get ripped because one of the players on the active roster couldn't practice because of a prank gone bad.
Jeez. I can't imagine getting Lyle, ripped for that.
Lyle came out the end of the day.
Must have been crying.
Had little tears in his
eyes. God.
Bro, how bad was it? Oh, he's pissed. He's pissed.
Of course.
We're going out on the field to practice. He's pissed. He said, you know, knock it off. Knock the crap off. It was bad. Oh, God, it was funny.
All right, 560-22-560-22 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll read some more texts. We have a lot coming in, some basketball ones as well. We'll read them in the next segment.
Very, very childish. Yes. Grown-ass man. Very I like childish. Stories.
Radio.com.
All right, you're going to read your text messages right here. 560-22 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. But caller number 5 right now at 800-227-0560. Caller 5 wins tickets to the Disrupt Festival. It's June 25th at the Coral Sky Amphitheater featuring The Used, Thrice, Circus Survive, and The Story So Far, and more. There's actually a lot more bands than that. Tickets still available at LiveNation.com. Caller number 5 right now, 800-227-0560. Wins a pair of tickets to that. We got to be nice to the people here on the show today. All right.
I got to say this before we get back to the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, as you said. I do want to say a prank that went wrong, completely wrong, and not the Bengay stuff, as we've learned as we've gotten older.
Dangerous.
It was bad. And because one day Mike Kozlowski came in. We had this great family. We're huge Dolphin fans. Anybody's birthday, they had a big cake. Okay. If you happen your birthday was during football season, they had a big cake. And by the way, big enough for the whole team to have a piece of cake. It was really nice. Yeah. Great family. Anyway, Koz came in one day. Mike Kozlowski. I just called him Koz like everybody knew. Mike Kozlowski came in, grabbed a big piece of cake, and Glenn and Lyle had been in there early. And I don't know which one, but they put a bunch of it in between the layers of cake, one of those big, thick cakes. And he took a bite. And as I came in, Mike was throwing up in the garbage can. And I remember thinking, did we just go too far
probably.
On that prank?
Yeah, probably.
Now that I think the Bengay stuff, like, I laugh. But I don't know if, like, now that I look back at it, like, what if the guy would have friggin' died or something from, like, literally
probably
swallowing friggin' Bengay cake?
Probably could have.
Oh, he was mad, too. And he was sick, man. He was sick. This right after practice, and we're laughing. And now I'm thinking, I'm laughing back then when I was in my early 20s. Now I don't know how funny that is.
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, it's funny to hear the story. But this guy could have gotten really sick.
What do we got coming?
All right, so this is one. Vegas has the Lakers as the favorite to land Anthony Davis. Yeah, we kind of know that that's probably, if it's the Lakers or Knicks, the betting favorite would be the Lakers at this point. So we'll see what happens there. Gentlemen, is it possible that Durant was medically fine, but he chose not to tell how he was actually feeling?
I don't know.
Conspiracy theories are out, man.
Listen, there's a good solid 10 theories on what took place, including the team already told him just play, and no matter what, you know, you got $220 million coming to you. I don't know. Whatever you want to believe, you want to play the blame game, you can blame Steph and Clay and the guys were talking behind his back that he really didn't want to, that they felt he checked out on them. We don't think you're hurt. He goes, I'll show you. I'm going to play. I hope you're happy. No, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
How do you feel now? I don't know. Who knows?
Someone texted, maybe it's not a compensation injury. I'm sure his chicken legs had quite a bit to do with it. Dude needs some meat on the bones.
A lot of guys are built like that.
I mean, really?
Remember when That's Kevin Durant came out, everybody was worried he wasn't going to be durable enough.
170 pounds.
First time he's had a injury.
Kobe had the same thing, a calf injury that led to that Achilles tear. First, it started with a calf.
Kobe did have the Achilles at the end of his career. You're right.
And here's one ripping Ira from before. It's easy for Ira to say what he's saying, but if he was having millions of people critique his writing, he'd respond the same way.
He thinks he just gave in to pressure. I don't.
Did I blame the media?
He blamed.
I think he blamed the media a little bit.
No,
we need
he
to
blamed
get him
Kevin Durant for being so sensitive. They heard everything and. Yeah. Look, whatever theory you have, I don't know. Like, you're entitled to your opinion because we don't know. So whatever it is, I'm still curious to see if Kevin Durant comes out and takes a shot at the medical staff. By the way, nobody's mentioning the medical staff. I'm the only guy I've heard mention the doctors. I don't know. What else you got?
The guy didn't smell the Ben Gay and the cake? Are you kidding? If there's a lot in there, you probably would. But if he's just scarfing it down quick.
I saw two Bengay planks.
I'd smell
planks.
It from a half mile away. If Hollywood was wearing that in the other room, I'd know.
I saw one in the cake, and I saw one in the jock strap.
Because
our stuff was laid out on our chair in our locker every day. And it got two guys. Robert Sowell and Mike Kozlowski got bombed.
Man.
But there's people that'll eat anything you throw in front of them.
Probably, yeah.
Coz came in, and you know, he was just hungry. It was one of those walk-through. He came in. He just took a chunk of that.
Didn't even think twice.
And by the way, when he did, there were about 15 of us standing around that knew it was in there. And I went, oh, no. Oh, no.
You guys are real SOBs, man.
We thought it was funny back then, and now I've grown up a little bit. I don't know if that's funny now.
It's all funny until the dude's package burns off.
See, now I thought that was funny.
Of course.
Till the trainer came in. Bob Lundy.
The guy's dying.
Bob Lundy had to come in and tell Don Shula, we got it. He's going to have to miss practice. We got to take him to the hospital. That's prank gone bad right there. Mm. Prank gone bad.
Someone said you should have used toothpaste for those cake pranks.
You can eat toothpaste, can't you?
Yeah, that's not funny.
So we looked up Ben Gay back here on the label to see if it said anything about not eating it, and it doesn't.
Oh.
I imagine it's assumed, though, that you don't eat it.
Well, I would just assume you don't buy Bengay and squirt it in your mouth.
By the way, you don't put it in a – of course, nobody wears jocks anymore. But in the old days when we all wore jocks and you just – and again
– It's like a Revenge of the Nerds prank.
I'm not taking a shot at Bobby Monick and his staff, but the stuff was never completely dry. Like when it got there from the night before, you know, they put them in those big washers and the dryer, and it was just never like you put it on, you're like, damn, bro, come on, man. You can't dry this stuff?
Your guys' locker room sounds horrific, by the way. It sounds so disgusting.
Oh, my God.
We did the thumbtack stuff. Remember the old thumbtacks? Oh. How many thumbtacks could you get in a guy's butt on the chair?
Can you imagine this going on in an NFL locker room right now? What would happen?
Tacks on people's chairs?
Yeah, Ronnie Lee got hit with like 12 one day. Ronnie had this big white ass, and they hit him. He had like six on one side, six, and he jumped right out of he jumped out of his chair while Shoes was talking because he was another late guy to meetings. or like right when you needed to be in. Yep. And he sat down. So when you're late, you don't look around, right, like you do. And we got him, and we got him on a regular basis, and he wanted to fight. Like Ronnie fighting. Huh? Who did that? Ain't funny, man. Are they all out of
packs in the ass? Ben Gay and a cake.
I'm glad pranks have evolved, man.
Jeez. You guys were literally like third graders. The Blackwood brothers sounded the worst.
Love those guys.
I know. They sounded the worst.
Couldn't have played with
big, I would have definitely big, been friends with those guys.
Big brother and little brother were two of the most entertaining human beings of all time.
Did not want to get on their bad side. Here,
what else did you guys do? You put like rusty nails on the ground too so people would step on them?
No. But there was a lot of funny stuff that you know what they used to do too? They had to get the right guy, put powder in the helmet, and then while you're stretching, stretch with your helmet on, and the stuff would start to come in your eyes and burn. And guys had to leave practice to go. And shoes used to go nuts.
Oh my God!
Like what? Where's he going? One of the guys put powder in his helmet, coach. And he'd go nuts. Coach, you're like, grow up.
Someone called you Joe Incognito.
Grow up.
Maybe this is why Shula was always so angry with you guys, though. Bunch of idiots, man.
I think he liked some of the pranks, though.
Until a dude almost burnt the package off.
They got me in the helmet, like, you know, where you go, okay, you feel it on a hot day out there, and the sweat's coming down, and you go, okay, my eyes are burning. They got me, and they're all laughing, and you take it off, and all this white powder's on your head coming down, and everybody's laughing except the head coach. Like, how are you going to handle this? So you try to wipe it out because you don't want to leave and come back because he's just as mad at you as the guys that pranked you.
Was there anything off limits? You went after the eyes.
It doesn't sound like it.
Dude, they put Ben Gay
in the dude's package.
One of the Blackwood brothers
burnt off.
One of the Blackwood brothers, I believe, took Dan Marino's shoulder pads. He had his college shoulder pads, and he was real superstitious about those pads. And like somebody stole them.
And held them hostage?
The story around that was unbelievable to get Dan to pay money to get him back.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want new pads. He didn't want the NFL. He wanted his college shoulder pads. Crazy. Anyway, what else?
So someone held them ransom?
Somebody is pranking outside on the phone.
Oh, my God.
It's going to cost you $500 to get these back.
What about melted X-Lax on plain donuts, someone said. You guys ever do the X-Lax thing on anybody?
I didn't do that stuff, but the guys did. Anything
Joe's
with
real
food.
Quick to say he had nothing to do with any of this, right? He had nothing to do with any of these pranks, huh?
Oh, no, I pranked everybody.
Yeah, but whenever we say, you're like, oh, I didn't know. No, that wasn't me. It was the Blackwood Brothers.
I also, on my team, the other thing is we are great for covering for each other. Every guy was a good wingman on the team. Hey, got a little problem. I need to get out of town for a couple of days. I don't want to say why, but need to say I'm going up on a basketball trip and I'm going with you. So one morning I get a phone call on a Saturday morning. I get a call. I won't say who it is, even though he's divorced. And his wife calls and says, hey, what are you doing? I almost said her name. She goes, what are you doing? Why are you home? And I go, Saturday morning, I'm home. Like, oh.
Oh, no.
The husband at the time I played with forgot to tell her.
Forgot to tell you.
Forgot to tell me.
Yeah, don't answer your phone.
That we weren't going, you know. And so I go, no. I'm on my way right now. Well, he said he was going with you. No, he decided to go up with, and I threw another guy under the bus, and I go, no, we're all going to be up there. We got a basketball game. I mean, I did the fastest cover job I could, but I said, damn, dude, can you next time at least tell me if
just
you're throwing me
up.
In on
yeah.
the deal? I'll wingman for anybody back then, but you got to help me a little bit by telling me.
You need the information before you can be the wingman. How about this? Jesus, the U.S. Marine, who texts in all the time, says, we used to put Ben Gay on our new Marine's mouthpieces during martial arts training.
Oh.
Once the fighting started, they could not take the mouthpieces off. It was great because they would literally have tears the whole time. Can you imagine that?
I think the old Ben Gay in the days where everybody put that on every – I don't think guys do that anymore to warm up.
I think the last time I saw that was in Revenge of the Nerds, the movie, when they did that.
But I will tell you, those big bottles they had, it wasn't like the little tubes. It was big bottles. And that stuff got put on a lot more than hamstrings and calf muscles and shoulders.
WFAN-radio.com. Radio.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.